今天我想跟弟兄姊妹交通的就是属灵的生命和侍奉。
Today I would like to discuss with you the our spiritual life and service.
我想请弟兄姊妹先翻开旧约的列王记下第二章。
May we turn to 2 Kings chapter 2.
旧约列王记下。
The Old Testament, 2 Kings chapter 2.
第二章。我们从第八节开始看起。
We will start from verse 8.
这里是说到以利亚跟以利沙他们经过了一些城市之后他们现在来到了约旦河边。
Here it talks about Elijah and Elisha after a few journeys together they have come before the Jordan River.
这里说到以利亚他将自己的外衣卷起来用以打水水就左右分开，恶人走干地而过。
Now Elijah took his mantle, rolled it up, and struck the water, and it was divided this way and that, so that the two of them crossed over on dry ground.
然后过去以后，以利亚就对以利沙说：“我未曾被接去离开你，你要我为你做什么？只管求我。”以利沙说：“愿感动你的灵，加倍的感动我。”
And so it was when they had crossed over that Elijah and said to Elijah, Ask, what may I do for you before I am taken away from you? And Elijah said, Please let a double portion of your spirit be upon me.
这里很特别的就是以利沙跟着以利亚已经有许多年了。
The special thing about this is that Elijah had followed Elijah for many years.
直到现在以利亚对他说我没有我未曾被接去离开你你要我做什么你可以求现在你可以求了
And not until now did Elijah ask What may I do for you?
以利沙就说愿感动你的灵加倍的感动我
And Elijah said Please let a double portion of your spirit be upon me
第十节以利亚说你所求的难得虽然如此我被接去离开你的时候你若看见我就必得着不然必得不着了。
In verse 10 it says, So he said, You have asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if you see me when I am taken from you, it shall be so for you. If not, it shall not be so.
这里有一件事情我们也常常希望能得着的就是感动以利亚的灵能够加倍的感动我们。
Here,We ask for the same thing that we have the spirit that has blessed Elijah to bless us.
但是以利亚说很难得，很难得到这一件事情。
But Elijah says that this is a hard thing to ask.
有一个条件。
There is
one condition.
One condition.
如果你能够在我被接去离开的时候，你看见我，你就可以得着。
Elijah says, if you see me when I am taken from me, then you shall have it.
所以这里给我们一个挑战，一个 challenge.
So here we have a challenge.
如果我们能够满足这个条件，我们才能够得着感动以利亚的灵。
Until we fulfill that challenge, then we can be blessed.
第十一节，他们正走着说话，忽有火车火马将二人隔开。以利亚就乘旋风升天去了。
Verse 11, then it happened as they continued on and talked that suddenly a chariot of fire appeared with horses of fire and separated the two of them, and Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven.
以利沙看见就呼叫说：“我父啊，我父啊，以色列的战车马兵啊！”
Now Elijah saw it and he cried out, "My father, my father, the chariot of Israel and its horsemen."
他以后就不再见他了。于是以利沙把自己的衣服撕为两片。
So he saw him no more, and he took hold of his clothes and tore them into two pieces.
他拾起以利亚身上掉下的外衣回去，站在约旦河边。
He also took up the mantle of Elijah that had fallen from him and went back and stood by the bank of the Jordan.
他用以利亚身上掉下来的外衣打水说，耶和华以利亚的神在哪里呢？打水之后，水也左右分开，以利沙就过去了。
Then he took the mantle of Elijah that had fallen from him and struck the water and said, Where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he also had struck the water, it was divided this way and that, and Elijah crossed over.
我们知道我们蒙恩得救之后，我们就有了神的生命，神儿子的生命。
We understand that after we are saved by grace, we become God's son.
我们不仅能够成为神家里的人，神也给我们一个特别的权利 ，a privilege.
We not only become one of God's family members, but we also have one specific privilege.
就是我们可以侍奉神。
It is that we are able to serve God.
很多时候我们把侍奉神当成一件普通的事情。
Many times we think of serving God as a very typical task.
但是呢，这是一件特权。
But this is truly a privilege.
因为能够侍奉这位万王之王、万主之主，这是不容易的事情。
To serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, this is a very difficult thing.
圣经上称我们是君尊的祭司。
In the Bible, it says that we have a kingly priesthood.
换句话说，我们好像君王一样，哦，我们能够这样子的像祭司能够服侍他。
We are like kings and princes, and we can serve like priests.
但是当我们侍奉神的时候，到底我们的侍奉在神的面前有没有价值，这是很重要的。
But when we serve the Lord, does our service have value? This is very important.
如果我们的服侍是从属灵的生命来的，那这在神面前就有价值。
If our service comes from a spiritual life, then our service has true value.
约翰福音第六章六十三节告诉我们，叫人活着的乃是灵。
In John 6, verse 63, it is the Spirit who gives life.
肉体是无益的。
The flesh profits nothing.
所以，如果是出于属灵生命的侍奉，我们能够帮助人得生。
So if the service is out of your spiritual life, then we can help others overcome.
如果我们是出于肉体的服侍呢？我们没有什么果效。
If we serve of the flesh, then we will bear no fruit.
我们知道斯提凡还有另外六个人，就七个执事，七个人，他们是服侍饭食的。
We understand that Stephen and seven other brothers were responsible for serving tables.
在我们来想，服侍饭食是很容易的事情。
To us, serving tables seems like a very ordinary task.
但是圣经对这些人的条件，他们必须是被圣灵充满。
But in the Bible, the expectations of these brothers are very high, and they must be filled with the Holy Spirit.
换句话说，他们是必须是受圣灵管制的人。
They must be trained by the Spirit.
所以工作虽然是一个很普通的工作，但是要求却是非常的高。
So although the task is very general, the expectations are very high.
另外我们知道在马太福音第七章二十二、二十三节那边也告诉我们一件事。
We understand that in Matthew chapter 7 verses 21 and 23 it tells us this.
他说到时候有很多人来到主的面前，他说主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？主说我不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人离开我去吧。
Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you, depart from me.
今天我们不敢说有人在那边传道、赶鬼、行异能，我们说他在作恶，但主说这是作恶的人。
Today we don't look upon people that prophesy and cast out demons in God's name as evil.But God will tell them that it is.
你们在做 evil doing.
That we are doing evil.
所以上一次我们提到 主耶稣在马太在约翰福音十二章二十六节他们讲了一句非常重要的话。
Last time we discussed in John chapter 12, verses 24 to 26.
他说若有人要服侍我你就要跟从我。二十六节若有人服侍我就当跟从我。
Those that serve me must follow me.
所以服侍主的条件是跟随他。
So the condition the condition to serve God is to follow him.
怎么跟随呢？主说我在哪里，跟从我的就在哪里。
The condition is where God is, we must be.
那主耶稣讲这句话是什么意思？
So what does God mean by saying these words?
因为就在这一节的前面两节，主用了一个比喻。
In the verses before this, there's an example.
就说一粒麦子如果不落在地里死了仍然是一粒。
The Lord says, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone.
因为如果落在地里死了它就可以结出许多的籽粒来。
Because if it dies, it can produce much grain.
换句话主在哪里呢？主就好像这个麦子落在地里死了。
So where the Lord is, he is like this grain that dies in the ground.
主要我们也像这一粒麦子落在地里死了。
He wants us to be like this grain that falls into the ground.
因为一粒麦子如果不落在地里死了，它仍然是一个粒子，一个籽粒而已。
Because if grain does not fall into the ground, it remains as one single grain.
只有落在地里死了，它可以结出许多的籽粒来。
Only those that fall and die into the ground can multiply.
你知道我们天然的生命啊，就好像这个籽粒的外壳非常硬的。
Our natural life is like this outer shell of this grain.
除非我们天然的生命被破碎了，那里面那个属灵的生命才能够成长，结出许多的籽粒来。
So unless the outer shell of our natural life can be broken, then can our life, our spiritual life begin.
所以如果是这样的服事，主怎么说呢？他说我父要尊重他。
So this type of service, God says that He will honor us.
所以这个服事是非常重要。
So this service is very important.
所以上次我们特别举了以利沙做例子。
So last time we specifically discussed Elijah as an example.
我们知道以利沙是一个把自己完全奉献给神的人。
We understand that Elijah had completely devoted himself to God.
他在那里等候神。
He had waited for God.
他没有进先知学校去学习。
He didn't go to a prophecy school to learn.
他也没有留在家里面，好像只是读圣经而已。
And neither did he stay home and just read his Bible.
他在那里耕田，而且是一次耕十二对牛。
He was out plowing the fields and he used 12 oxen or 12 pairs of oxen to plow the fields.
因为对一个完全奉献给神的人，进先知学校。或留在家里或工作是同样的一件事。
Because for one that is completely devoted to God, whether he is at prophecy school or he stays home to read the Bible or he's out working, everything is the same.
所以当神的呼召临到他的时候，
So when God's calling had come to him,
他已经预备好了。
He had been prepared.
他把工作放下来了。
He put down his work.
他把他的属地的感情也放下来了。
He put down his earthly relationships.
他跟整个世界说再见。
He said goodbye to the world.
他就起来服侍并且跟从以利亚。
He rose up to serve and follow Elijah.
我们知道圣经里面提到他跟随以利亚已经好多年了。
We know that in the Bible, Elijah had followed Elijah for many years.
而且服侍他很多年了。
I had served him for many years.
在这么多年里面，圣经上只提到一件事情，他在服侍以利亚。
And in all these years, there's only one mention of what Elijah had done for Elijah.
就是他倒水在以利亚的手上。
It is that he poured water on the hands of Elijah.
在这么多年，他似乎没有从以利亚学到怎么来说预言。
So in the many years that Elijah had followed Elijah, he had never prophesied once.
他只是做最卑微的工作。
He did the most menial of tasks.
换句话说，他在这里所学习的， 这是外面这些事情。
In other words, he didn't learn any outwardly things.
他也不是去学的什么知识或教训。
Nor did he learn much knowledge or doctrine.
他只是学习怎么谦卑活在他主人的面前。
He learned to live humbly under his master.
所以神注重的还不是外面的事情。
So the Lord doesn't look at the things on the outside.
神注重的乃是我们里面那个生命的改变。
He looks for a change in our lives.
用现在另外一句话说，就是神把基督的性格 character 建立组织在他的里面。
In other words, he takes Jesus' character and puts it in us.
这是他整个服侍以利亚。的一个结论，一个总结。
This is the conclusion of what Elijah had learned with Elijah.
那我们知道他怎么跟从以利亚呢
？So how do we know how Elijah followed Elijah?
这就是我们刚才所读的《列王记下》第二章所记载的。
This is discussed in 2 Kings.
在那里，我们知道他经过了好几个地方。
Here we understand that they had traveled to many places.
首先我们知道他来到了基甲。
First they went to Gilgal.
我们知道在基甲他学的功课就是对付肉体。
We know that in Gilgal he learned to deny his flesh.
我们知道基甲是曾经他们受割礼的地方。
This is where
以色列人受割礼。
The Israelites were circumcised.
我们跟随主，我们迟早都要经过基甲。
If we follow the Lord, we will all go through Gilgal.
而且基甲很可能是我们的起点 ，start point.
And Gilgal is most likely our starting point.
因为如果我们跟随主，没有对付肉体的话呢，我们没有办法继续往前。
Because if we follow the Lord and we do not deal with our flesh, then we cannot go further.
这就是你看，你有很多的先知门徒留在基甲，他们没有继续往前的原因。
So this is why you see many priests and followers remain in Gilgal because they cannot deal with their flesh.
因为如果我们留在基甲太长了，那我们不是对付自己的肉体，我们常常对付人家的肉体。
Because if we often if we linger in Gilgal, we will not only deal with our own flesh but other people's flesh as well.
这是我们带给人家很多的难处。
And this is when we make things difficult for people.
但是我们感谢主，他跟随以利亚来到基甲，然后离开基甲，继续往前。
But we thank the Lord that they arrived in Gilgal and they moved forward from Gilgal.
然后他们就来到了伯特利。
Then they came to Bethel.
我们知道伯特利跟埃城正好是在附近。
We understand that Bethel and Ai are very closely related.
我们的埃城在原文的意思就是废墟 ruin.
Ai means ruin.
所以在伯特利他们所学的功课呢，就是怎么对付世界，因为世界跟世界上的情欲都要过去，都像废墟一样。
So in Bethel we learn that this is where we deal with the world.
因为伯特利原来的意思是神的家的意思。
Bethel originally meant house of God.
你知道我们在神的家里面要学习与世界有分别。
And in the house of God, we must understand how to separate ourselves from the world.
因为世界不仅仅是指的外面的事情。
Because the world not only deals with the outward things.
因为世界也常常在我们的里面。
Oftentimes it is also within us.
世界所包括的像肉体的情欲 ，lust of flesh.
And oftentimes the world represents the lust of our flesh.
眼目的情欲。
The lust of our eyes.
今生的骄傲。
And the pride in
our, this life.
Of this life.
所以在伯特利他学习了怎么来与世界分别。
So in Bethel, he learned how to separate himself from the world.
然后他继续往前。
And then he moved forward.
他就来到了耶利哥。
And then they came to Jericho.
在耶利哥他也学到怎么样与属灵的仇敌来征战。
And here in Jericho, he learned how to fight with the enemy.
然后我们知道耶利哥曾经是被仇敌所占据的， 的城市。
And we understand that Jericho had been overtaken by the enemy before.
所以我们的一生都是在这个征战的当中。
So that our entire lives were constantly battling with enemy.
最后他们就来到了约旦河。
And finally they come to the Jordan.
我们的约旦河在圣经里面是特别代表死这个字。
We understand that the Jordan River represents death.
所以当他们经过约旦河的时候呢，换句话，他整个旧造的 old creation 旧人啊，都埋在水里面了。
So we understand that when they had crossed the Jordan, there our old creation had been buried in the river.
来到了这个地步，就好像什么？就好像主耶稣所讲的话，一粒麦子，他先落在地里死了。
Coming crossing over the Jordan represents.Us as grain and being buried in the ground and dying.
所有出于我们天然那个旧造的生命呢，都在约旦河里面埋葬了。
So our natural life and our old creation were buried in the river.
然后当他们过去的时候呢，就好像一个新造的人。
And when we had crossed the Jordan, it's as if we have become our new creation.
这个时候，以利亚就对以利亚说：“你现在可以求，你求什么，你就可以得着。”
And at this point.Elijah asks Elijah what he may do for him.
你知道这是一件很特别的事情。
This is a very special thing.
因为只有来到了这个地步，你知道我们的里面的心才全然的是向着主。
Because until we reach this point, our hearts are not completely towards God.
在这个时候呢，你得到了一个祷告的权利。
So at this point, we receive an authority for prayer.
这个时候你的祷告不是为着你个人在那里祷告。
Here we are not purely just praying for ourselves.
这里呢，你还是以神的旨意为你祷告的方向。
Here we learn how to pray within prayer, and we are given direction from God.
所以只有到来到这个地步呢，以利亚跟以利亚说：“你现在可以求了。”
So until this point, Elijah then asked Elijah, "Now you may ask me what I can do for you."
这个时候，你在地上所捆绑的，你在天上就能够捆绑。
So here, what you can bind on earth is now being bound in heaven.
你在这个时候，你祷告在地上所释放的，你在天上就能够释放。
And here.When what we lose on earth, we can now lose in heaven.
所以这个是什么？这是个祷告的权柄。
So this is an authority of prayer.
在这里好像神可以相信这个人了。
Here, God can fully trust you.
知道他所祷告的不是为了自己私欲。
Because what he's praying for is not selfish.
而是为着神的旨意，神能够信靠他。
But for God's purpose, and God can now trust you.
然后以利沙的回答也很特别。
Elijah's answer is also very
special. 他说：“愿感动你的灵，加倍的感动。”
He asked for a double portion of Elijah's spirit upon him.
你知道，这常常是我们的祷告。
Oftentimes, this is our prayer.
为什么我们喜欢有这样的祷告
？Why do we like to have such a prayer？
因为如果你得到了这个祷告以后呢？你跟别人不一样啊。
Because after you receive this prayer, you are different than everyone else.
你比别人还伟大。
You become more mighty than others.
但是以利沙的这个祷告，并不是说他想要比以利亚更伟大。
The Elijah's prayer has nothing to do with becoming better than Elijah.
因为他知道前面的路更黑暗。
It's because Elijah understands the darkness that comes ahead.
前面的路更艰难。
And that the road ahead is much more complicated and difficult.
如果没有这个加倍的灵呢，他知道他没有办法完成神给他的工作。
He understands that if he doesn't have the double portion of prayer, that he cannot fulfill his calling.
所以以利亚说，你所求的甚难。
So Elijah tells Elijah that his what he asks is very difficult.
有一个条件。
And that there's one condition.
如果我被接去离开的时候呢，你如果看见我，你就能得着。
That if you see me when I am taken from you, it shall be so for you.
这什么意思？
What does that mean?
如果以利沙看见以利亚升天，
If Elijah sees Elijah go up into heaven,
这所代表的属灵意思就是说，他在饼里面看见了基督升天做宝座。
This means that in the spirit we can, he can see God's resurrection and ascension.
基督升天做宝座 ，Christ.
So Christ.Resurrecting and ascending to the throne.
做宝座统管万有。
And being on the throne and ruling over all.
不仅在天上做宝座，也在我们心中做宝座。
Not only to sit on the throne in the heavens, but also in our hearts.
如果我们这样看见了，我们就能够放下自己的一切，让圣灵在我们里面充满我们。
If we can see this, then we can put up everything else down.And let the Spirit fill us.
他就能得到这个加倍的圣灵。
Then he can receive this double portion of prayer.
你记得《使徒行传》第二章三十三节，彼得曾经做了一个见证。
In Acts chapter 2 verses 33,
他说，讲到我们的主，他既被神的右手高举，又从父领受了所应许的圣灵，就把你们所看见、所听见的浇灌下来。
Therefore, being exalted to the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, He poured out this which you now see and hear.
所以在五旬节，彼得看见了，彼得知道主升天了，主坐宝座，主得了圣灵，所以他浇灌下来。
So during the Pentecost, Peter saw the Lord ascend and rise to the throne.
得到圣灵，然后降下来。
And receive the Spirit and send the Spirit down.
所以如果我们在灵里面也看见主升天，主坐宝座，主也在我们里面坐宝座呢，那我们就能够倒空自己，让圣灵在我们身上能够掌权。
So if we see in the spirit that the Lord had resurrected and ascended to his throne, and then we see him sitting on the throne and that he can rule within our hearts, then the spirit can come down.
只有清心的人 ,pure heart, 能够见神。
Only those that have a pure heart can see God.
看见他坐宝座。
See him on his throne.
看见他在我们的生命中掌权。
See him rule our lives.
这样的人是被圣灵管制的人。
This type of person is one that is taught by the Spirit.
这样的人他能够得着这个加倍的灵。
This type of person can receive the double portion of prayer.
其实我们知道当这个时候呢，以利沙呢，也借着以利亚的外衣呢打水，然后水也分开来了。
So we see here that Elisha uses Elijah's mantle to separate the Jordan.
然后过了约旦河。
And he crossed the Jordan.
然后那些先知们就看见了以利亚的灵呢，现在在他的身上。
And the priest saw that Elijah's spirit is now also on Elijah.
我们知道接着以利沙呢就开始行了很多的神迹。
So we know that afterwards Elijah had performed many miracles.
所以你看约旦河是一个分界线。
So you see that the Jordan River is dividing line.
在这之前是讲到以利沙的属灵的生命。
Previous to the Jordan River,it discusses Elisha's spiritual life.
但在约旦河之后呢，就讲到他属灵的侍奉。
But after the Jordan River, we understand that we learn Elisha's spiritual service.
所以属灵的侍奉都是从属灵的生命来的。
The spiritual service comes from spiritual life.
我们知道约旦河第一次分开来，是在当他们。经过旷野，就以色列人经过旷野要准备进迦南的时候，我们知道是第一次约旦河分开来。
The first time the River Jordan was parted was when the Israelites were entering into Canaan.
那个时候是谁分开约旦河呢？我们知道那是约柜。
So we understand that the Ark of the Covenant was the one that separated or that parted the Jordan River.
约旦河是代表主的死。
The Jordan River represents the death of Christ.
所以当我们的主在十字架上为我们钉死的时候，
So when Jesus died on the cross for us,
我们与他同死。
We also died with him.
他复活的时候，我们与他同活。
And when he resurrected, we also resurrected with him.
所以不是我们做了些什么，乃是主做了。
So it is not us that had done anything. Jesus had done it all for us.
我们知道，当主耶稣在开始他的侍奉之前，
We know that before Jesus started his service,
他先在约旦河受浸。
He first got baptized in the Jordan River.
在前面三十年，圣经只提到一件事情，就是他总是以他父亲的天父的事为念。
In his first 30 years, the only thing that it had mentioned about Jesus was that he was about his father's business.
现在他要出来侍奉，他还需要经过受浸。
Now that he is ready to come out and serve, he must also be baptized.
换句话说，他把他所有出于天然的，他都把他埋葬了。
In other words, he took all that was natural and he had buried it.
不要忘了，我们的主是一个完全人。
Don't forget that our Lord is a whole person.
如果按着他的天然，他要做什么事情也不会错。
If he had done anything out of his natural being, it still would not be wrong.
但是这不是对或错的问题。
But this has nothing to do with right and wrong.
乃是他的源头是从哪里来的。
But as to where he is starting.
所以主耶稣在约翰福音五章十九节让你说到
So in John chapter
5:19, 他说只凭着自己或者出于自己他什么都不能做，只有看见父所做的他才照样去做。
Jesus said, Most assuredly I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do, for whatever he does, the Son also does in like manner.
所以主如果凭着自己做也不会错。
So Jesus had done things on his own, he would not be wrong.
但是这是原则的问题。
But this is about principle.
所以他出来侍奉之前呢，他先把自己埋葬。
So before he came out to serve, he had buried himself.
从约旦河起来以后呢，他开始了他的侍奉。
And once he came up from the Jordan River, he started his service.
只有这样他能够带进属灵的侍奉。
Only like this can he...Bring spiritual service.
所以他说主的灵降在我的身上。
So he says that the spirit had dawned upon him.
这时候以利沙我们就开始了他的属灵的侍奉。
So here we see Elisha start his spiritual service.
我们今天只提到两个他的神迹。
So we are going to talk about two of the miracles he.
第一个就是以利沙这边。在耶利哥城 所行的神迹。
The first one happened in Jericho.
我们知道在耶利哥城这个地方、有人对以利沙说，他说这个城的地势很美好、他说我主看见的只是水恶劣，土产不熟而落。
So we see that the city of Jericho is a pleasant city, but the water is bad and the ground is barren.
所以这个城从外面来看非常的好。
So from the outside, Jericho looks like a wonderful place.
但是结不出果子来。
But it bears no fruit.
换句话说了，没有属灵的果子。
In other words, without spiritual fruit.
就是个人来讲，我们可能从外面看很好。
As an individual, we see that maybe from the outside we look like we are great people.
我们有很好的教育。
We have a great education.
我们有很好的地位。
We have a great position.
我们甚至有很好的财富。
And we have great finances.
我们甚至很认识神的话。
And we fully understand, we seem to understand the Lord's word.
我们有很多的知识，很多的道理。
We have a lot of doctrine and knowledge.
但是我们可能你们结不出那个属灵的果子来。
But from inside, we cannot bear spiritual fruit.
对一个教会来讲也是如此。
To a church is also the same.
可能教会有 很好美好的建筑，
Perhaps the church has great architecture.
有很好的组织 organization.
Has a great organization.
甚至有很好的音乐。
And has great music.
但是呢，结不出属灵的果子。
But it cannot bear spiritual fruit.
这是耶利哥现在面临的问题。
This is the problem that Jericho faces right now.
所以这个问题是一个生命的问题。
So this is a problem of life.
生命的问题只有属灵的生命能够解决。
Only the problems of life can be solved by a spiritual life.
所以现在以利沙怎么做？
So now what does Elisha do?
他说你先要拿一个新的瓶子来。
He tells them to take a new vessel.
然后装盐在里面。
And put salt in it.
然后把盐倒在那个水的源头呢。
And pour the salt, at the...
在水的那个 source 那边。
At the source of the water.
这个水就治好了。
And the water will be cured.
就能够结出生命的果子来。
And now you can bear fruit.
那什么是新的瓶子呢？
So what is a new vessel?
我们知道在哥林多后书五章十七节那边有一句话。
We understand that in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 there is a verse.
17.
Verse 17.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都是新的。
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new.
今天我们都是在基督里。
Today we are all in Christ.
我们只要相信而且接受主以后，神就把我们摆在基督里。
We only have to believe and accept Christ to be become part of Christ.
所以我们不需要做什么。
So we don't have to do anything.
完全是恩典。
It's all blessing.
但是呢，我们如果真的要经历到我们是新造的人，是有条件的。
But if we want to truly
experience
the
new creation.
We want to truly experience our new creation.
我们不仅是要在基督里，我们还要住在基督里。
We must not only be part of Christ, but abide in Christ.
所以住在基督里，使我们能够经历一个新造的生命。
So to abide in Christ, we can fully experience what a new creation is.
那他现在还要把盐放进去。
And now we must put the salt into the water.
我们在圣经里面提到盐的时候呢，都讲到它的永久性。
When we talk about salt, we understand that it represents everlasting and resurrecting life.
所以是一个永远的那个复活的生命，是用盐来代替。
So everlasting and resurrecting life is represented by salt.
所以当我们学习住在主里面，让这个复活的生命在我们里面掌权的时候，你就可以来医治这个水。
So once we
abide in Christ,
让
这个复活的生命在我里面掌权。
And allow this resurrecting life to domain in our hearts.
这个时候生命的问题可以解决了。
We can now solve our problems with life.
但有一个条件，你必须要倒出去。
But the
to pour out your life.
But we must pour out our lives and empty ourselves.
把我们所有我们旧造的东西，我们要把它倒出去。
We must pour everything out from our old creation.
站在这个新造的地位上。
And stand in the path of this new creation.
让基督那个复活的生命在我们里面掌权。
So that the resurrecting life can overtake us.
然后我们里面那个生命的水就能够被治好。
And so the water that is the life in ourselves can be cured.
就能够结出属灵的生命的果子。
And that we may start to bear spiritual fruit.
这就是主所讲的，麦子落在地里死了，它就能够结出许多的子粒来。
And this is when why they say when a grain falls into the ground and dies, it bears much fruit.
所以你看见属灵生命的服事。第一个就是解决生命的问题。
So to start spiritual service, the first issue is our life.
解决生命的问题 ，solve the life.
To solve our issue with life.
但是在这个过程中，你马上就面对到一个就是属灵的征战。
So when we come to this point, the first thing we must overcome is our spiritual warfare.
所以你看见马上，接下来就是在伯特利发生的事情。
So you see almost immediately that things had started to happen in Bethel.
当以利沙来到了伯特利的时候，我们看见有很多的童子，这原文就是很多的teenager少年人呢，就从城里面出来笑他。
When Elijah had arrived at Bethel, many of their youth had come out to mock Elijah.
他说：“秃头的上去吧，秃头的上去吧。”
They said to him, "Go up, bald head."
然后他回头看见，就奉耶和华的名咒诅他们，就有两个母熊从林中出来，撕灭他们中间42个人。
So Elijah turned around and cursed these youth, and two female bears had come out and killed them all, killed 42 of them.
我们在伯特利。原文的意思是神的家。
We understand that the name Bethel means house of God.
神的家是我们敬拜神的地方。
This is where we worship the Lord.
神的家是我们得启示的地方。
And this is where we receive revelation.
神的家也是我们得祝福的地方。
And this is where we get our blessing.
但是我们知道现在的伯特利呢，成了拜偶像的中心。
But we understand that the Bethel of now has become an idol worshipping city.
因为他们在这里拜金牛犊。
Because here they worship the golden calf.
然后这里有一些童子，有些年轻人呢，受了他们这种虚假的敬拜的影响。
And because the youth in Bethel had been persuaded by this false worship.
那今天在神的家里面。很多的时候有撒旦的作为。
Today, many times in the church, Satan moves.
Have a seat.
Or have a seat within the church.
这不是我说，这启示录告诉我们的。
It tells us this in
Revelation. 所以在这里呢，就有些童子出来戏笑他说：“秃头的上去吧，秃头的上去吧。”
So here the youth come out and mock Elijah and call and tell.Elijah, go up, bald head.
以利沙可能是个秃头。
Elijah could have been bald.
那他们这样子的取笑他是有原因的。
But the reason why they mock him this way, there are specifics.
因为他们不相信以利亚升天了。
Because they do not believe that Elijah was taken up by the Lord.
他如果以利亚升天了，那你为什么不上去呢？你也上去了，你也上去了。
They ask if Elijah had been taken away, why don't you go up with him?
但是秃头有其他的意思。
But bald head also has more meaning.
因为根据耶利米书第七章二十九节，有哪边告诉我们
？Because it tells us in Jeremiah.
第七章二十九节
Chapter 7 verse 29
他讲到耶路撒冷他说你要剪去头发抛弃在近光的高处举哀
It says cut off your hair and cast it away and take up a lamentation on the desolate heights
因为秃头在当时呢是一种哀悼的那个意思
Because in those times a bald head symbolized mourning
换句话说，他们在笑以利沙。
In other words, they were mocking Elijah.
他说：“你的师父都已经升天了，你没有跟上去是你的羞耻。”
Because they were saying that because Elijah's master had been taken up and that he had not been taken up, that he must feel shame.
所以这是仇敌的控告。
And so this is an accusation from the.
Enemy. 所以如果仇敌的控告得逞的话那以利沙就没有办法继续他的指示
So if the enemy's accusation had gone through then Elijah would not have completed his calling
所以以利沙就咒诅他们结果他们就被两个母熊给撕裂
So Elijah cursed these youth and they were eaten by two female bears
所以你看见属灵的生命带下来另外一件事情，就是属灵的权柄。
So we see that a spiritual life brings something else down. It is a spiritual authority.
所以权柄是从生命来的。
So authority comes from life.
很多时候我们觉得权柄是从地位来的 ，position 来的。
Oftentimes we think
authority from position
comes from position.
但事实上这个权柄，属灵的权柄是从属灵的生命来的。
Sorry, but we understand that.
属灵的权柄。
We understand that spiritual authority comes from spiritual life.
这样能够堵住仇敌的口。
And this will shut the mouth of the enemy.
让他能够继续他那个属灵的侍奉。
So that we can continue our spiritual service.
当然接下来还有很多的例子就说到了这个属灵的生命所带下来的属灵的侍奉。
So it explains further that our spiritual life
所带进的属灵的侍奉
how our spiritual life brings spiritual service.
真实的侍奉都是从属灵生命来的。
Real service comes from spiritual life.
这样的侍奉主耶稣说我父天父要尊重他。
And this type of service, God will honor.
愿我们都能够学习到这样的侍奉。
Let us all learn to serve like this.
因为侍奉不在乎外面的。
Because service has nothing to do with what's on the outside.
侍奉总是带进我们生命更成熟。
Service brings more maturity to our lives.
让我们能够满足神的心意。
Let us fulfill God's heart.
我们低头一起祷告。主，我们感谢你，求你真实让我们看见那个属灵侍奉而真实的意义，而且让我们真实走在这条路上。因为有一天，我们都要来到你基督的台前受审判。有些人，主你要责备他们；有些人你要称赞他们；有些人要得到父的尊重。说圣愿我们也能够走在这条对的道路上，让我们每一次这个侍奉是从我们生命出来，属灵生命出来的，能够满足你的心意，讨你的喜悦。所以我们需要圣灵亲自引导我们进入这个时期。愿这些不仅仅是一些外面的话，主愿这些真实能够成为那属灵的实际在我们身上。主帮助我们走上这条道路，好让你的心意得到满足。我们感谢你听我们的祷告，祝福每一位在座的弟兄姊妹，奉主耶稣基督的名。